the scenes.
Wow, Mr. Allen, have you seen what's going on?
Huh.
Buy three, get one free on Nexans and the best deals of the year on Michelin.
Unbelievable.
And save up to $120 on Coopers and...
Son, you talking to me? Right now I'm focused on the toe angle on this alignment. Details matter, son.
Oh, alignment. You're saying we can't forget about the free alignment when you buy four tires with standard installation.
Yeah, now it's perfect.
Signature Cabinetry wants to help you find the perfect granite countertops for your home. Let their expert staff customize your dream kitchen or bath today. Visit SignatureCabinetryInc.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios. You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean.
Here we go on a football Friday on the Buckeye Show. Timmy, we are less than 24 hours away from Ohio State's first game against Florida Atlantic. What's happening, man?
Beamer, Evil Bald Colin, it's good to see you guys. We are here. We are here. We are 18 hours away from kickoff.
Literally 18 hours because they are kicking off tomorrow at the Horseshoe at 12:01. 12:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the kickoff tomorrow, so we are 18 hours away from Ohio State football kicking off their 98th season against the Owls of Florida Atlantic. Man, I am so excited.
This is amazing.
It's finally starting to feel like football season. We had the games going on last night. Minnesota, they had a scare, which was crazy. I was watching that game against South Dakota State, and it's so good to have Ohio State football back in the fold, man. I can't even explain how happy I am.
We just got, after Ryan Day, you know, said something earlier this offseason about how, not really going to talk about injuries, things like that. We got an injury report, so that might be a mandated type of thing for the reason that we get that. I know
Sure.
The Big Ten's got some say in that, but there are not any things listed except either guys that are unavailable for the opener or game time decisions. Nothing about, you know, what the ailment is, what portion of their body is not feeling well. So that's out there. Depth chart, though, that's the big thing. You got an injury report and a depth chart. We know we are really, really close to the game now.
Yeah, your unavailable players for tomorrow, the four that I kind of checkmarked on the list that I'm looking at. Rashad Berry, of course, the tight end. Jonathan Cooper, he's going to be unavailable. Still with that mystery ankle injury that Tim May of Letterman Row reported about. Not really sure what's going on there. You heard B.B. Landers say he's getting better. He's taking it day by day earlier in the week. And then C.J. Saunders, one of your captains, and then defensive tackle Teron Vincent. Those are the four guys that, you know, I kind of circled. And then your three game time decisions, you get two defensive ends and Tyler Friday and Tyreek Smith, and then backup running back DeMario McCall.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to be crying for Ohio State here with who they're going to be missing in this first game, especially since it's Florida Atlantic and you're a 28-point favorite. You got to go and take care of business. Doesn't matter if we are going into one of the most difficult games of the season. If this is what the injury report would look like, no one in the world is going to shed one tear for Ohio State football.
No.
But there are a couple of guys here that we would consider really important cogs in the wheel. None more important than Jonathan Cooper with what we're expecting out of the captain for this season. And C.J. Saunders being a captain as well. He's one of those guys that we're not going to see him, you know, go above 50 yards receiving every single game. Maybe, you know, he does that once or twice all season. We'll have to see. But still an important guy. Couple other dudes for depth purposes you'd like to see out there, especially in this game where you would think they could get some run. But like I said, nobody's going to be crying for us.
Nobody's going to be crying. And the weird thing about C.J. Saunders is that, you know, I kind of thought it, but I didn't really put things together. And then I saw him unavailable, you know, when Jerry Emig, the SID over at Ohio State, put out this list today. And the thing that popped in my mind, if you go back and you watch the video of Ohio State announcing captains, everybody is wearing full pads. They're wearing the football pants. And then C.J. Saunders was not. He was in a sweatshirt and gym shorts. And I was like, well, that's weird that he's not in football, you know, football pants. And so didn't think anything of it. But
yeah,
now,
he's
unavailable for this first game. So
maybe he's kind of been in and out.
Sure.
This training camp.
Could be day-to-day, something like that. I don't know. But he's not going to go tomorrow for Ohio State. All right, depth chart. We got our first look at the Ohio State depth chart. this week against the Florida Atlantic Owls. The funny thing I think about this is that you heard Ryan Day earlier in the week say that he thinks that Damon Arnette, Jeff Okuda, and Sean Wade could all three be starters. And then when you look over the depth chart, you've got defensive end, nose tackle, defensive end, D end, linebacker, 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 three cornerbacks, a free safety, and a strong safety. So on the depth chart,
you got 12 positions.
You got 12.
Hey, fine.
Positions.
12 starters on defense.
I love it.
Try to keep us off the field. I dare you to throw a flag every time.
If Ohio State, I will say this, if Ohio State rolls out there with those 12 starters, they will win every single football game.
Oh, man. Could you imagine that? Like, you really want to make it seem like there's 12 guys on the field. So maybe that's just sort of like an intimidation factor. Oh, God, it's like we're playing 12 guys out there.
You are.
You mean you're not. But you are. We're going to play that fast. We're going to play that good. We're going to look that good. It's going to be like you're playing 12 guys out there. I hope it's like you're playing 13 guys.
Things that popped off to you on the first depth chart that came out. I think the other thing that I looked at, Timmy, we know that DeMario McCall, he's a game time decision. That came down from Jerry today from Ohio State. I look at the running back depth chart, and at clear number one, it says J.K. Dobbins. Then it goes DeMario McCall or Master Teague or Marcus Crowley or Steel Chambers. And so it seems to be, I don't know, whatever injury or, you know, a little bit nicked up DeMario McCall maybe got, he is obviously listed at second there, but he's a game time decision. You still have those four guys who are still listed as ors on the depth chart. So I don't even know if that position battle is settled yet.
You know, a couple things that really pop out to me, Beam, is you look at the running back situation and the wide receiver situation. I see KJ Hill down there as the top H-back. I would usually, you know, in the past they'd had three receiver spots, the X, the Y, and the Z. But the H-back can be basically whatever you say it is.
Sure.
I mean, you can have a position in your scheme and you can sort of define it however you want. You know, other programs might see an H-back as a straight, you know, dual running back slash receiver type of weapon. That's kind of how I have it in my head, don't you, as what the position is, even for what Ohio State's previously used.
Yes.
And I do not see KJ Hill as that kind of guy at all. Do you? I see a traditional slot or wide out.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
traditional pass catcher out of KJ Hill.
Traditional pass catcher that can do things out of the backfield is what I see out of KJ
Hill. But not running
Hill.
I don't see him as a runner.
No, I'm saying touch passes or reverse, a little bit of eye candy. I can see him doing things like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't see them lining him up in the backfield with J.K. Dobbins. No, I think that Ohio State's too good at running back with the talent that they have assembled at that position to even do that. But yeah, coming in motion or taking a reverse at some point, or that little flip pass that they did to Paris Campbell so well last year. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that, even though that's technically a pass play, I can see him doing
it. I don't even want that much of that for KJ, because I feel like KJ is your best route runner. I want him out there running the routes. I mean, we can do that other jazz with other players, right? Like, that could be a way to get Jalen Gill on the field, your speed demons like that. I see KJ as just a pure form, crisp route runner, and a guy with excellent hands. He's got the most sure hands on the football team.
Yeah, I think he does. And then
he's going to be doing that. He's going to be running routes.
Yeah.
It's just that he's called the H-back, I think, to get him on the list, right?
Yeah.
Just to get him up there as a starter.
Get him up there. Do something like that. Your wide receivers, your Z position, you have Austin Mack or Chris Olave listed as the probable starter for Ohio State tomorrow against Florida Atlantic. Your wide receiver X, you have Ben Victor. He is ahead of Garrett Wilson or Jalen Harris.
Yep.
So, I mean, obviously guys to look out for. We know that Ben Victor is expected to do a lot this year for Ohio State. Timmy, as you were saying, H-back, you got KJ Hill and Jalen Gill. Luke Farrell, your listed starter at tight end. We just told you Rashad Berry, he's going to be missing tomorrow's game. Your offensive line, Thayer Munford, okay. Jonah Jackson, Josh Myers, Wyatt Davis, and Brandon Bowen. We kind of knew those were going to be the five guys that you were going to see. Harry Miller listed as your backup center, your true freshman. Timmy really, really loves Harry Miller. And so Ryan Day and company have been saying there could be a seven-man rotation on the offensive line. So that's your offense. That's your offensive side of the ball.
I hope he plays. I hope Harry Miller gets to play in the football game tomorrow. That'd be cool.
It'd be great.
Yeah, true freshman out there on opening day. That'd be really neat.
It would be good. On the defensive side of the ball, your defensive end, No shocker here. Number two, the Predator, Chase Young, followed by Javonte Jean-Baptiste or Tyreek Smith. Remember, Tyreek Smith, probable, or shouldn't say probable, game-time decision, how Ohio State listed that. At your nose tackle, how about this, Timmy? Robert Landers, Big Game Bob, or Tommy Togiai.
Ooh, yeah, we love us some Togiai. Like, we know that this guy's going to be a factor. What do these ors really mean? We really...
I don't know.
Today's the day where you'll say the word or, and I'll go, ooh.
That's right.
Oh, my. Like, what's that mean? Does that mean Togiai is going to rise above Bob Landers on the depth chart? Well, I mean, if he outplays him for six or seven straight games, he probably will. But for game one, I would think that's... That's two really good football players right there, but Landers deserves the spot on top. You'll see the ors somewhere on the depth chart. You won't see him at other places. It might mean something. It might not. So
especially,
that's really how it rolls.
I mean, especially, too, when you're looking at the defensive line, right? I think that's the biggest thing to look at. And really, the entire defense, because we don't necessarily know what packages Ohio State is going to roll out. Who's going to start? What offense is coming into town? You know, all these different things that are factoring of who's going to be playing the first series for Ohio State on defense before they make changes. But, yeah, especially the defensive line. I mean, you know that Larry Johnson loves to rotate those guys, so it doesn't really matter who starts the game. It just matters, okay, how many guys, what's the snap count percentage going to be for each player? That's what we're more interested in instead of seeing who's lining up first for them.
So the linebackers, there's no outside Sam, Mike, weak side. It's just three LBs
three
on the depth chart. That
yeah.
does not mean at all that those positions are not still installed in this Buckeye defense. They are. Everyone's going to have to play, you know, where they're best suited. But you've got, I swear, have you heard anything about Pete Werner this entire training camp?
Not really.
Really?
No.
I mean, me neither. Nothing about him. He's still up there as a starter. Nobody was able to supplant him. I'm almost shocked that it's the same three linebackers at the top of the depth chart going into the season. Someone's still going to have to take one of those jobs away from those guys, apparently. I guess they stepped up in the offseason in practice and said, hey, we are not going quietly into the night. You're going to have to come and take this from us.
Which is what,
and they didn't let it happen, which is what you wanted with that competition.
Yeah, you really did. You wanted that with that competition, as you said, because this defense, we know, gashed last year. Gashed. Historically
horrible.
Bad for an Ohio State defense.
And outside so
for
the top those, 70.
I will say, it does make me feel better, because all offseason long, we were hearing about guys like Taraja Mitchell. We were hearing about guys like Dallas Gant and Baron Browning and Kayvon Pope. And so for those guys to stave off the younger guys on the team and cement themselves at this position, because you know you got dogs behind you, right? You know you got those guys behind you that want to play, that want to take your position. And so the fact that those three linebackers stood up and said, you know what, this is our team, we're good with that, we're owning last year's poor performance, then that's great. Like, I'm excited now to see that those linebackers, Pete Werner, Tuff Borland, and Malik Harrison, and just to mention, there is an or next to Tuff Borland's name with Baron Browning. So, I mean, captain,
ooh,
you look at that. Exactly. I mean, here we are on Friday of game week. The depth chart just gets released, and that's what the or means. So I'm excited to see those three guys, Timmy, step up. You know they have chemistry as a unit, which is good. And so continued chemistry. And hopefully Al Washington and every single new defensive coach has those guys on the same page tomorrow.
Can't believe it. Cannot believe it. Got a depth chart right here. Justin Fields is going to play football tomorrow. We're going to score some points. We're going to shut down a team defensively. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Running down the rest of the depth chart for you, other defensive tackle, Davon Hamilton, and then you got Haskell Garrett backing him up, or Antoine Jackson, the other defensive end, Jayshon Cornell. And then how about this, Zach Harrison, the true freshman, of course, right here from in town in Columbus, Zach Harrison or Tyler Friday. We mentioned the three linebacker spots, and then the three corners. We said it at the top of the show, Damon Arnett, Jeff Okuda, and Sean Wade. Your free safety, no surprise here, Timmy. Jordan Fuller listed at free safety. Isaiah Pryor, who played big minutes last year for Ohio State, listed as the backup free safety, or Josh Proctor. And then your strong safety, you got Brendan White and Jason Wendt listed in there. So we're here, man. We're on the eve of Ohio State football, the start of the 98th season for Ohio State.
Here we go.
It's unbelievable.
Here we go.
That we are on the eve of kickoff. All right, we know it's a football Friday and it's a short show, but we'll hit you with the fastest college football picks in the world. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
It's a new era for the black and gold. We are your home for the crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Best way to get to a Buckeye game, COTA. The COTA Express bus service offered from COTA's Crosswoods Park and Ride and the Ohio Expo Center and State Fairgrounds for just $5.50 round trip. Buses operate 3 hours before and 2 hours after each home game. You can get dropped off at Neal and 17th. That's just one block from the Shoe. After the game, pick up the bus, same location, and get back to your car. Delaware residents can take Data Bus to Crosswoods and catch COTA to the game. Visit COTA.com/OSU football for more info. Cash and cards accepted.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP experience at OhioState4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the Shoe.
Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit AEPenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's AEPenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way tomorrow.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan.
Rosati Windows, the best buying experience in the business.
The most important part of our business, whether it involves sales, manufacturing, or installation, absolutely comes down to our people. We train them thoroughly. We want longevity. We want people to enjoy their jobs. My employees care as much about quality and service as I do. And if they don't, they can't work here.
Call Rosati Windows today, 777-4806.
Value to $315.
It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda during the Honda Summer Spectacular event. With approved credit, take advantage of Hugh White Honda's best lease offers of the year. Interest-free financing on select models and up to $1,000 over Black Book for your trade. Plus, at Hugh White Honda, get 2 years complimentary maintenance on every new Honda in stock. Lease or purchase a new Honda from Hugh White Honda and the first 2 years of service are on us. It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda. Hurry in for best selection. See it all at HughWhiteHonda.com.
How do your feet feel before, during, and after a workout? Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. If heel pain or other foot problems are limiting you, finding a podiatric physician is a great place to start. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. Ask if your podiatrist is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association so you know you are being treated by the very best. The Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association is supported by over 600 doctors of podiatric medicine in Ohio and has served the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
The Fans Football Friday is presented by Byers Auto Group, the ultimate way to get ready for the weekend. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Punting is not an option. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Well, we've almost come to the end of our road here on Friday.
It's going
to
be about it.
It was a great 30 minutes we've spent with you. We will get to our college football picks in just a second. But first, Timmy.
Hey, today, you know, it is a Football Friday. It's presented by Byers Auto Group. 97.1 The Fan. This is Ohio's sports destination. It's why, though, Beamer, we volunteered to be a part of high school football four different Fridays throughout this season.
Of course.
Yeah. Today, we get a quick and easy day.
That's right. Yeah, it's all good.
We'll be here tomorrow, though.
We will be here tomorrow, and The Fan will be here at 6:30 a.m., probably until about, 5:30 p.m., and then we will pick up our coverage once again once the crew start against the Chicago Fire with coverage starting at 7 o'clock. All right, you ready for pick 'em?
I'm very ready.
All right, let's do it. Let's do some picking.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Buckeye Show's fastest football picks in the world.
All right, CB, you lined these up for us earlier today. Give them to us.
All right, 3:30 kickoff between Duke and Bama. Bama is a 33.5-point favorite in Atlanta.
I am going to go with Alabama in this one because I don't think that Duke stands any chance. Bama is an absolute juggernaut. You can watch the Clemson game last night against Georgia Tech. Duke probably a little bit better than Tech is, but Bama is just going to absolutely roll in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to be the same on this one. There's no Daniel Jones for Duke anymore, so there's going to be a lot of unknown. David Cutcliffe is a pretty good coach, but this is a different level of game that Duke is used to. They usually start up with something like an NC Central, the other FCS program that's right in Durham with them. They get somebody to come into Wallace Wade Stadium, which is just a really family-friendly place. Seats about 30,000. Not like neutral site, which is going to be nothing but Bama fans and Tua and Jerry Jeudy. Oh, it's going to be ugly. Bama by 35 to 45 points.
Going to be a bloodbath. All right, Evil Bald Colin, what's next?
Heading out to Palo Alto, you have Stanford, the Cardinal, hosting Northwestern and Pat Fitzgerald. Stanford's a 6.5-point favorite in that game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Stanford with the win, but I do think Northwestern covers it. I think it's going to be a close game throughout. I think that Stanford gets a last-minute field goal, and then they end up winning the game. Northwestern gets off to an 0-1 start, but they do cover up the 6.5 out in Palo Alto.
No. Stanford at home. I mean, Northwestern won this game a few years back, propelled them to a big year. I think Stanford's got that on their mind. I know their head coach does. The players have changed, but Costello is a really good quarterback. I know we're excited about Hunter Johnson for Northwestern, who is the transfer, but I think Costello is going to pace Stanford. They're going to look good. They're going to win this game by at least 6.5, so give me Stanford.
CB, what's next?
You have the big Big Ten game tonight at 9:30. Purdue on the road in Reno against Nevada. Purdue's an 11-point favorite.
Yeah, I know that you hate that game in general. I know that you're taking Nevada in that, but I have to go with Purdue. Rondale Moore and company, he's just so explosive. I don't see any playmakers on the field for Nevada that can stop him or limit him. So I'm going to go Purdue, even on a true road game to open up the college football season.
I am going to use what happened last night to the Minnesota Golden Gophers as a reason to pick this sort of unknown Nevada Wolfpack football team, the Fighting Nate Burlesons. I'm going to pick Nevada to be inside that 11. They're home. It's just a weird road game for Purdue.
Super
I'm scared
weird.
For them.
Super weird
Sorry,
road
Dad.
Game. That's all right. So you're going Nevada there. I'm going Purdue. We're split on two of the first three. CB, what's next?
We got the game day game, 7:30 tomorrow night, Oregon and Auburn. Auburn with the freshman quarterback's the 4-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oregon in this one. I know that game's being played down in Jerry World. It's a neutral site game, closer to Auburn than it is Oregon. But I think any time that a true freshman quarterback starts at Jerry World against the number 11 team in the country, I know that Auburn is favored, but I'm telling you, man, you're a true freshman starter. That's got to be a lot on your mind. So I'm going to go Oregon, not only to cover, but I think Oregon is going to win this football game.
I'm going to take Oregon to win as well, Beamer. So give me the Ducks. And Justin Herbert should show up to this one.
Yes, he should.
Looking at what Trevor Lawrence wasn't able to do. He wasn't able to wow us last night. Maybe the number one pick in the draft in the future. Herbert going to be in next year's draft. Trevor Lawrence can't be. But show us some big numbers. You got an SEC defense you get to play down in the South, right out of your territory. So show us what's up. I'm expecting bigger things from Oregon this year. So give me the Ducks.
CB?
High noon tomorrow, Jason Candle and the Toledo Rockets head to Kentucky. Kentucky's an 11.5-point favorite.
Well, I think that Toledo is a damn good football team. They're favored to win the MAC this year. I think Toledo not only covers the spread, Toledo goes down to SEC territory and beats the Kentucky Wildcats, baby. Take that, Big Blue Nation.
Kentucky was good last year, but Benny Snell, we know, is gone, so they're looking for a new guy at running back. I am going to take Toledo as well. Yeah, good MAC football team. I'm reading even their own beat writers in Kentucky are picking this game inside a 10-point window. So give me Toledo.
And those are guys that cover this every single day and don't parachute like we do into it. So if those guys are picking that, they cover this team every single day. They get a good feel of what's going on down there. All right, we have one more on the list. CB, give it to us straight.
And it is our game, Ohio State hosting at Florida Atlantic. Ohio State currently a 28-point favorite.
Yeah, it's just, I think Ohio State is going to be too much to handle for the Owls. I really do. You look at all these talented players for Ohio State. We have talked about them nonstop, consistently for the entire offseason. If you want to achieve what you want to achieve this year and you want to get to a Big Ten title game, the road to that starts tomorrow against Florida Atlantic. I've got the Buckeyes covering, and my final score for that game, Timmy, is going to be Ohio State 56, Florida Atlantic 10. I think that it is just a nightmare for Florida Atlantic tomorrow. Young offense, new defensive coordinator, third one in the last 4 years. And so I see a talent gap. I see a gap in coaching. If there's any gap on the football field, it's in that game tomorrow. Ohio State covers 56-10 for me is the final.
42-10. It's going to be a little bit closer. A little bit closer because it's the first game. There's going to be issues for Ohio State, just like there's going to be issues for every other top five team out there.
So 42-10 for you.
42-10. That's still a cover, but that's closer. Ohio State covers the spread. Yeah.
56-10. I think that offense is going to be explosive. All right, here's what's coming up tonight.
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show. Where it's at.
You know where it's at? High school football, Upper Arlington.
Arlington and Reynoldsburg.
Upper Arlington at Reynoldsburg. Our good friend Matty Andrews, D. Miller, they're going to be on the call. Do not forget, 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. You got the pregame show with Matty Andrews and Schlegs. The tailgate show following at 8:30 with Rothman, Tim Hall, and Jake Ballard. Network coverage at 10:30. And then we will be on after that for the postgame. Timmy, have a good night, man.
You too. Enjoy the Friday. Get some rest. It's a big one tomorrow.
Here we go. Buckeye season is upon us. High school football up next on The Fan.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Bobby Carpenter and Anthony Rothman. Every weekday from noon to 3. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, football fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered with fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
Come on over to Heartland.
On football Saturdays, we watch legends made on the field. But did you know that the agriculture field is Ohio's largest industry? With our dedicated team of agribusiness bankers, we stretch all across this great state. Farmers, consider Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My house has a new glow.
Here. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 614-221-0700 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Want a new career in HVAC or plumbing? Then Atlas Butler wants you. We're seeking energetic, enthusiastic people to join our team. We offer top pay and awesome benefits. Work in a collaborative environment with people who work hard and have fun. No experience, no problem. We provide training in our new state-of-the-art facility. We've been investing in our employees' futures for almost 100 years. Be part of a team you can be proud of. Atlas Butler. Start your new career today by calling 1-800-FURNACE.
Hi, I'm Rick Germain. And right now at Germain Lexus, we're hosting the Golden Opportunity Sales Event, and the incentives are fantastic. Lexus only has a few sales events each year, so it's a great time to take advantage of the best that Lexus has to offer. Plus, today through Monday, we're sweetening the deal with a Labor Day giveaway, and every new and every pre-owned vehicle purchase will come with a 55-inch Samsung TV. Who doesn't love to take home a new car with a TV in the trunk? Get started at GermainLexus.com. Open Sunday 12 to 5, ends 9 to 19.
Good evening, Columbus.
ABC 6 News and Adam Slinger are putting the final touches on
Good evening, Columbus.